Today, officials in Anchorage unveiled an overhaul of the municipality's public transportation system. It's the first big redesign of the troubled bus system in nearly two decades. And as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, planners will spend the next 6 months preparing residents and visitors for major changes.
Inside a cavernous maintenance shop filled with dusty buses awaiting repairs, Mayor Ethan Berkowitz steps up to a wooden podium flanked by colorful new transit maps.
The reason why we have to have change is because the old model of providing public transportation wasn't working the way it should have been.
Berkowitz cites declining ridership over the last 30 years as evidence of the system's shortcomings. The administration spent the last 18 months working on a redesign that aims to draw in more riders.
If we could effect the kind of change that allowed us to serve more people better, we would attract more riders and be of greater community value.
To do that, the bus system is basically putting more resources in the places with the highest density of riders and cutting back on coverage in more sprawling sections of town. The new plan includes routes that have fewer stops with more frequent buses, speeding up commutes. And those kinds of trade-offs and perks are the puzzle pieces that transit planners like Bart Rudolph are working with as they figure out how to improve bus service with the same budget.
It's probably the biggest change in the last couple decades. Introducing high-frequency transit in Anchorage has never been done. We've never talked about 15-minute frequency routes. If you live in an area that has a lot of these frequent routes, you can survive without a car, and I don't think you can say that with today's system.
Rudolph gets excited talking about some of the particular changes designed around riders' needs, like more frequent, faster trips to the airport until 2 a.m., when the flurry of red-eye flights begins tapering off. But Rudolph has to be a booster for the overhaul because during the next 6 months, the city needs to essentially retrain thousands of bus riders.
So we have quite a robust marketing campaign. It starts with blanketing our transit centers with new signage. We'll have new route maps on the buses. We'll have radio, TV ads. And then we'll roll it out in October, so you'll be hearing a lot from us.
The funds for all that marketing and promotion come from federal dollars. John Weddleton is pleased with how the plan turned out, but has had concerns. He's an assembly member representing South Anchorage, but owns a business across town in Spinard. Both of those areas are due for big service changes compared to what's in place now.
I think the concept was it was a coverage concept. How much area can we cover? And they said, well, let's try this ridership model. Just focus on places where riders are really riding it. And that's something they've been talking about for years, and now just making that happen.
Early drafts of the plan withdrew service from much of Weddleton's district, as well as outlying communities like Eagle River and Chugiak, north of the Anchorage Bowl. But as planners met with community councils and collected more than 1,000 comments from the public, they reintroduced scaled-down service to more spread-out parts of the city. And they're pulling standard 40-foot buses off of small neighborhood streets, replacing them with 20-foot minibuses, like the kind used for airport shuttles. You can see maps of the new routes on our website, alaskapublic.org. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.